A group of business leaders in Boston today announced plans to expand a college scholarship program to include any eligible Boston High School graduate. The business leaders announced plans for a permanent $5 million endowment fund, and they also promised to hire any of the students who go on to complete their college educations. Andrew Caffrey of member station WBUR has a report.
The Boston business community's involvement in the Boston public schools dates back almost 20 years. From work internships to an endowment program for Boston teachers, business has pumped more than $1 million into the public schools. Now business leaders say they're ready to make their biggest commitment yet, a multi-million dollar scholarship program that will enable the city's poorest kids to go on to college and to jobs afterward. The program is called Action Center for Educational Services and Scholarships, or ACSES. According to Daniel Cheever, the president of Boston's Wheelock College, ACSES is not a blank check for the eligible graduates.
First, we'll help them get as much aid as they can from other sources, and secondly, we'll provide the last dollar scholarship. I should add, of course, they have to qualify for financial aid. That is, we're not handing out money to students who don't need it.
The average grant is around $500, and already the program has given 100 Boston students more than $50,000 in scholarship money. Other assistance from the program has helped those students raise more than $600,000 in additional financial aid. School officials say this program will help a system where 43% of the students live below the poverty level, and almost half who enter high school drop out. Robert Weaver was one Boston High School graduate who could not afford college. He's in the ACSES program now and will get a degree in airplane mechanics next year from the Wentworth Institute of Technology in Boston.
I got the Pell Grant and the state scholarship, but there was still a gap. There was like a $2,300 gap. Wentworth total bill was $5,700. So I had to fill that amount with working over the summer, my family contribution. I paid for my own books, my own tools, things like that. But without ACSES, I wouldn't be where I am today.
This program comes at an important time for the city of Boston. Unemployment here is among the lowest in the nation, and business leaders say they're having a hard time finding qualified job applicants. So the ACSES program is not just good public relations. Business leaders like Edward Phillips, who is the chairman of the ACSES program, say there's a bit of self-preservation involved.
Over time, we believe this program will increase the flow of Boston residents into Boston businesses, and that, of course, is a self-serving opportunity. If where you are has a supply of qualified people to enter in managerial and technical professional level jobs, that can't be anything but a plus.
Phillips says any scholarship student who finishes college will be given hiring priority over other job applicants by the participating businesses. College student Robert Weaver says the program has inspired other high school students to stay in school.
I went back to my high school yesterday, Brighton High School, and I talked to the senior class, the General Assembly, and I was telling them basically what I'm involved in. And basically, to get yourself motivated and go look for those ACSES advisors. They're not going to come to you all the time. You have to get out there and get it if you want to take account for your own life, because no one else is going to do it for you. And that really pumped them up. And now that they're aware and they know that the ACSES advisors are there, things will be a lot easier for them.
The business group is in the middle of a $5 million fund drive. $2 million has already been collected. 32 of Boston's most influential corporations have already joined in, with 20 more soon to follow. The program has drawn the praise of U.S. Education Secretary William Bennett, who predicted it will become a national model. For National Public Radio, I'm Andrew Caffrey in Boston.